I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS's destruction of ancient artifacts in Iraq is being called a cultural genocide by some. They join a long list of others who've annihilated history in the name of revolution. It's really an attempt to reset history. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle explains.
That's been a consistent theme by fundamentalists, to annihilate anything before them to show that Islam really made the culture, advanced it forward.
The motivation that drives ISIS is what's really insidious, though.
Anything that Jesus is doing, Satan is trying to counterfeit.
The brutality stands in contrast to the hope of Christ, and people are responding. Will you continue to pray? Next, streams of grace are replacing Pol Pot's killing fields in Cambodia. Asian Access is teaching believers like Meng Anh Hua how to share their faith.
Cambodia is really open for the gospel of Jesus. And we can go out and preach the gospel, do church planting.
As a result, Cambodians are coming to Christ in droves. Over 100 pastors are coming together for a conference in May.
They need to know more about the Word of God. They need more training.
Can you help make it happen? We'll connect you at our website. And April 26th is Compassion Sunday. It's a day for churches across America to share the Bible's message of caring for those in need. It's also a time to prompt compassion to action. Compassion International hopes that churches will take the chance to care for a child through a local church in that child's community. It's a bridge to the gospel, and it makes a difference. So if you want to host a Compassion Sunday event, look for the links, downloadables, and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want good news you won't get anywhere else for free? Sign up for a free daily e-news blast. Go to missionnews.org, click on the banner, fill out the details, and you'll get news you can do something about. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.